The idea of a curriculum, which makes the social-emotional learning needs of students a priority and ensures that all children are being taught to think critically, collaborate effectively, communicate respectfully, and express themselves creatively, has been my vision for many, many years. In a world where children are rushed from place to place, often on devices, we as educators and parents need to create an environment where they are given time and allowed to focus, to think, to create, and to learn. Let's make this happen together. My name is Jennifer Lee Quattrucci. Welcome to my podcast. Let's talk about the power of finding just the right book to read to your children. Let's talk specifically about the book, the hugely celebrated Bello the Cello by Dennis Matthew. There's a quote by one of the main characters of the book, Mr. Moon, and it goes like this. It's not about what you can't do, but rather what you can do. And our main character, Bello the Cello, he questions, what's my song? Will it fit in? He wonders. In this brilliant book, and Mr. Moon helps him to come to the conclusion, the understanding that his song is not like all the other instruments, but it is special and it has a purpose. My students and so many educators, so many children around the world love this book, Bello the Cello. In our classroom, we discussed how Bello felt when he heard the quote from Mr. Moon, and we wrote about how we can use our own special talents, how we can use them to help others. My son wrote about his idea, my students did. This also prompted discussion about how our different and unique talents were not only special, but essential. We did lots and lots of activities on the book, and I actually blogged about them with full color photographs, so you can check out the post on mommyteacherfashionista.com. But today, I wanted to talk more about the idea, the inspiration of the book. So what better way to do that is to ask the author himself. So I have with me today, Dennis Matthew. Dennis, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Dennis Matthew. I am a children's book author from the Boston area. I recently published my first children's book called Bello the Cello. Before that, for 12 years, I was a speech-language pathologist working in elementary schools. The story of Bello the Cello is that of a young cello who overcomes his fears about his first day of school to find his own song. The story's about community, it's about enduring, it's very positive and inspiring. I hope you get my book on my website at booksbydennis.com.
Well, we have your book. We have it in the classroom. I have it here at home. Here's a couple of words from my son, William, his opinion on your book. William, I know you love the book Bello the Cello. Why do you love it so much?
The book Bello the Cello gives the lesson that everyone is different in good ways and to always try your best to share your unique talent. My favorite part is when he sings his song.
Thank you so much. So Dennis, that's amazing that you were a speech pathologist and you must have had this idea. How long did you have the idea for Bello the Cello? What made you just decide to, you know, a lot of people, they get ideas, they say, oh, I should write a book. And, you know, what made you actually sit down, write it, find a publisher, find an illustrator and just do it and have it turn out to be this amazing success? What was your inspiration?
The inspiration to Bello the Cello, I would say, is a lot of self-reflecting back on my own life. As a young child going through school, I did not enjoy my education experience. But now that I'm 30-something years old and I look back on young Dennis Matthew, I am able to say with a more positive perspective that I was able to find my song, my rhythm, with time, just like Bello does in the story. So I would say the inspiration to the story is a lot of self-reflecting on my younger days.
Wow, that's really great. And certainly it has been a phenomenal success. Has there anything that's been especially eye-opening about the entire experience from the beginning of writing it to now, when it's out there in stores, it's out there online? What has been like eye-opening for you? What did you not know then, and now you're coming to understand about this process and about being an author?
What's been most eye-opening as a new children's author would be the fact that I need to treat this as a marathon and not as a sprint. I've got to be steady and consistent or constant in my approach to getting the word out about Bello. So I would say that's been the most eye-opening component or aspect of my journey as a new author. I've got to do a little bit every day to let educators and schools know what a positive and inspiring story Bello the Cello is.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. And I see you out there on Twitter, because I follow you on Twitter and Facebook. And it's great to see that, you know, you're sharing other people's thoughts. I see educators, teachers, parents constantly tweeting about your book. And like you said, a little bit every day, right? So also, I was wondering, is there some person who's been influential to you through this process that you'd like to mention right now?
Who I would like to give a special shout out to on this podcast is my wife. This is a no-brainer. It's an easy answer. I would not be here today doing what I'm doing without her encouragement, her patience, and love. She's just been a constant source of support by my side. So my special shout out goes to my wife, Cindy Matthew, actually the person who Bello the Cello is dedicated to. And if I could sneak in another special shout out, it would go to my almost 5-month-old baby girl, Rayma Matthew. They have been a huge source of inspiration and encouragement for me.
Yes, you are blessed and they are beautiful. And I love seeing your pictures, mostly from Facebook, of your whole family together and your daughter as she's grown to be almost 5 months. It is amazing. Enjoy every moment. And thank you so much for sharing that. So, what do you hope to accomplish next? As you travel around and, you know, you're bringing Bello to different, I know you're visiting schools and you're doing a lot of traveling with your book. What is your goal?
You know, one thing I'm hoping to accomplish as I travel the country with Bello the Cello is to collaborate with classroom teachers so that children can access curriculum content through the story of Bello the Cello. And there are many educators like yourself who have created curriculum activities in the classroom with the story of Bello. I've been seeing on Twitter and Facebook how you were able to access the story of Bello and use it for many curriculum activities, which, you know, listeners can check out on your website and through your podcast as well.
So I heard a little rumor. Is there something else you'd like to share? Maybe something that we as educators and parents could all have ready for the first day of school?
One little exciting bit of news that I have for you guys also is the fact that I have a second book that's almost at the point of being released. It's called My Wild First Day of School. I am excited to get that book out there into the hands of educators as well. That's a book also that you can pre-order right now on booksbydennis.com.
Well, congratulations, your second book, My Wild First Day of School. Be on the lookout for it, everybody. Actually, you don't even have to be on the lookout for it. You can go pre-order it and you'll have it ready for the first day of school. And I'm actually really excited to start creating lessons and activities to go along with this one, just like I did with Bello the Cello. Thank you so much, Dennis, for bringing us these wonderful characters and these stories with the beautiful messages that kids and, you know, really people of all ages can relate to. Thank you so much, and thank you for being part of the show.
Yeah, thank you once again, Ms. Quattrucci, for having me on your podcast. And beyond that, thank you for your generosity, for everything that you've done in getting the word out about my book, whether that's through the podcast, through your Facebook page, through Twitter, and especially thank you for doing all those activities that I've seen on social media with your students. Thank you once again. I appreciate you.
It is all my pleasure. Thank you. I appreciate you, and I could not have done it without the inspiration of the beautiful book. And it really is just completely my pleasure to share with my audience on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and the blog, because, you know, people are interested. People are looking for new ideas, and a story like this needs to be shared. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate your time and attention. And if you'd like to leave a voice message and be part of the show, go ahead, leave a message for me or for Dennis. Also, you can contact me at jenquattrucci@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter, jenquattrucci. And as always, Mommy Teacher Fashionista Instagram. So I am excited about the new book, My Wild First Day of School. I highly recommend Bello the Cello, and it's really awesome that we got to talk to Dennis Matthew today. I appreciate him, and I appreciate all of you for listening. Thank you so much. If you are interested in more activities to go along with great literature, my forthcoming book, Educate the Heart, has actually more than 200 titles called out with activities that are geared just for them. Because when I was creating the book, the activities are not just authentic, that inspire creativity and critical thinking skills and collaboration. They are also literature based. It was very important to me to have them based on good, rich literature. So you'll find that there. And Educate the Heart can be found as a pre-order on Amazon, Roman and Littlefield, and basically anywhere that books are sold. Thank you so much again.